Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza has now crossed the six-month mark, with many hostages still in Hamas's hands, and still with many thousands of Palestinian civilians starving every day. USA's Laura Winters has more.
It's the result of the Hamas terrorist attack in Israel on October 7th, Hamas slaughtering more than 1,000 Jewish people, including Americans, at a music festival and at their homes.
Meantime, the Israeli military said it's withdrawing ground troops from the southern Gaza Strip. The IDF said Sunday its 98th Division is leaving the Strip to recuperate and prepare for future operations. Monday's solar eclipse might have been the reason for some busy traffic on U.S. interstates and highways. Federal Highway Administration estimating that as many as 5 million Americans would be traveling to sites within the event's path of totality. They advise it's probably best for travelers to stay at their solar eclipse destinations a little longer if they want to avoid the crowded highways heading home. The possibility of cloud cover, still a concern. USA's John Schaefer.
According to the latest information from the National Weather Service, individuals from Texas through Arkansas and potentially in Ohio, northwestern Pennsylvania, and western New York may experience obstacles in viewing the eclipse. Northern New England and the region stretching from southern Missouri to central Indiana have been identified as areas with the most favorable conditions for clear viewing.
The governor of Maryland says that he'll push to have the Port of Baltimore back open and operating by next month.
It is an aggressive timeline, but we are going to work around the clock to make sure that we hit this timeline.
Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, Governor Wes Moore said he's not quite sure how much it will cost. The governor plans to visit with lawmakers in Congress this week to consider more federal funding for reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Palestinian civilians and refugees continue starving in the war between Israel and Hamas, as reported. World Food Program Director Cindy McCain says, though, it's not the only area in need.
Right now, Gaza is getting all the attention, and understandably. We cannot forget Sudan, DRC Congo, Somalia, Yemen, Haiti, as you mentioned. These are parts of the world that are literally on the brink of causing some even larger food crisis than are already happening right now, and I speak specifically to Sudan on that.
McCain flagged the humanitarian situation in Gaza in an appearance on CNN's State of the Union. The Israelis have announced plans to reopen a corridor in the north of Gaza to ramp up the flow of humanitarian assistance. Country music star Morgan Wallen now facing charges after police say he threw a chair from a rooftop bar in Nashville Sunday night. It just so happens a number of police officers were standing near where the chair fell on the sidewalk below. This about 11 p.m. when witnesses said they spotted Wallen throwing the chair and then laughing about it. Police are also reviewing security footage of the incident. And the University of South Carolina women's basketball team has wrapped up a perfect season. They won the national championship 87-75 over Iowa this weekend. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster taking to social media, extending his congrats on what he called another dominating season for the ladies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plan. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Because it's Eclipse Monday, and all kinds of things to read up about it, and there'll be certain, as it travels its trajectory, some will see more of the eclipse and some will see less, and that's the way eclipses go. So, of course, there's some theory around the eclipse. There's some spiritual connection. Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted out over the weekend that got people excited about that. So, hey, all things, you can look at them and see them as you might. It is your, it's still a free country. So God bless you for exercising your liberty and demonstrating once again that freedom still reigns. But I'll tell you, we've got to continue to fight for it. And here to remind us of that very fact is Larry Klayman. Larry is the current chair of Freedom Watch and author of It Takes a Counter Revolution. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Welcome to you.
Well, the January 6th Patriots, lest we forget, my friend Jake Lang celebrated his fourth birthday cycle in seclusion, jailed as a January 6th Patriot. It's amazing to think that it's been this long without due process. But his case is typical of many cases that are still outstanding regarding the January 6th Patriots. It's gotten so bad there. I mean, imagine, Larry, that they're saying, hey, send me to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Muslims are treated much better than American citizens there at Gitmo than they are here in the D.C. gulag.
Well, that's right, Bill. I mean, look, we know what this is all about. It's to put down any dissent. Doesn't matter whether it's January 6th or anything on the horizon. The left, which is controlling Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and all of the others in the administration, this ultra-left, doesn't want us to rise up because they have imposed upon us a virtual dictatorship. And that's what it's about. And I've said this many times on your show. Jefferson said we would have a revolution every 20 years or so, adding what's a few thousand dead refresh the tree of liberty. That's the natural manure of government. He didn't want to see violence, neither do I. But I think that's where we're headed, Bill, and I'm not advocating it. But let's take the scenario that Donald Trump wins the next election. What do you think is going to happen in the streets? What do you think it's going to be like for conservatives, people of faith, and those who believe in the vision and creation of our founding fathers? And in a self-defensive way, I urge all Americans to arm up now because it's going to be hell at that point. The left will not give up their power. They will not. And that's what January 6th is all about. I represent a number of, through Freedom Watch, January 6th defendants. We have a lawsuit in the Northern District of Florida over the illegal surveillance that was conducted on them that could result in throwing it all out. people want to see that, go to freedomwatchusa.org, freedomwatchusa.org. This is just the beginning, not the end.
Well, you're exactly right, Larry, and people need to understand that there is going to be a cost to take our country back. I mean, people often say, well, we need to take our country back. Do you realize what's involved here? You know, to your point, exactly. They're not going to give up power and control. You think Schumer, Pelosi, that gang, and the Obamas, all this, I mean, this is a cabal that is well entrenched, and they've got their grip on power, something they'd only dreamed about. And they have it, and it's going to be relentless. They're not going to let go of it, you know. And that was proven in the 2020 election with all the cheating that has taken place. And yet, unfortunately, I mean, we know based on the activity and lack thereof of the media and others that support that narrative of 2020 that they're not for a free America. You know, they have relented. And I don't care how ideologically fixed. I mean, there's just no excuse for it, Larry, because they don't believe in the Constitution. The Constitution's out the door. I mean, here they continue to act in ways that violate the Constitution, and they know that they can get away with it because there's no immediate answer other than, you know, if the people finally have enough of it and we start having January 6th events all over the country, then maybe there might be a response. But in lieu of that, and people sitting here suffering and trying to survive and handle, you know, daily expenses now, what are we up to? Average about $1,100 more a month people are paying for what they paid for last year. I mean, this is oppressive, Larry.
It is. And if you want to understand why the American people need to rise up themselves, then look at the Republican Party. You know, and I'm still a registered Republican. I keep it just to be able to criticize. Mm-hmm. But look at these judges in the federal court in Washington, D.C. This is the most corrupt court in the United States. They're putting peaceful protesters away for longer terms. They shouldn't be putting them away at all. If they don't get down on their knees and confess, like this was Iran or North mm-hmm. Korea or Russia
right.
or Venezuela, okay, yet. The head of the Judiciary Committee, who dances around with his sleeves rolled up like the ex-coach of Ohio State, Jim Jordan, hasn't called one judge in front of the Judiciary Committee. He's the chairman, much more impeached any of them, mm-hmm. because these judges are unbelievable. Now, there was one about a week and a half ago, Reggie Walton, mm-hmm. not a baseball player. He
yeah.
was competent. This one's an idiot. Okay, Reggie Walton. He was actually put in place in the Superior Court by Bush the Dad, and then elevated to the D.C. Court, the federal court, by W. He's an idiot. He's an affirmative action judge who is just an idiot. There are many black people who are smart that you could put there, but at that time they needed an idiot. So this guy's there. I've been in front of him many times. He's not the only one. The Judge Lamberth, who I used to have respect for, is off the rails. Throwing people in prison, telling them that they have to obey the established government because George Washington did. Really? George Washington
yeah.
obeyed King George III? So this
so,
is what
right?
you're dealing with.
Yes.
You know, and then the Republicans play games with impeachment of Joe Biden. They have no intention of impeaching him. It's a dog and pony show. That's Jordan again. That's James Comey. We're left with this guy for another year and a half, Biden. He's destroyed the country, and he's going to take it right down to ground zero. So, yeah, I don't tell people who to vote for, you can probably guess.
Mm-hmm.
But Donald Trump, if he wins, okay, if he wins, and there's a lot between now and November, and the Democrats control the big cities, they know how to stuff the ballot boxes, there will be fraud again. The American people can't just hang back and hope that the Republicans are going to gain at least the power of occupying the White House. We cannot do that.
Well, and the other thing is, it's not just the White House. It's down line as well. I mean, there has to be, in terms of a revolution, Larry, there has to be such a mandate, an incredible mandate for we the people. And we the people need to understand, I mean, this is really a vote for the Constitution. Either we are going to continue this constitutional republic, or we're just going to fold tents. And that's it. And just be subject to Joe Biden and the next iterations to follow, which will be even worse, if you can imagine, than what we're experiencing right now. And by the same token, as Klaus Schwab would say, and you'll like it. This is what the future. Anyway, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Larry Klayman. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top there. Bill Martinez here. Larry Klayman continues with us, the current chair of Freedom Watch and author, It Takes a Counter Revolution. Larry has been representing Jan 6 Patriots. And, Larry, you've got stories to tell. I mean, we just had a grandma that was convicted. I mean, a grandma said, what, 75, 76-year-old grandma that was just convicted?
Convicted. And she said, you know, I didn't think it was going to happen to me. I believe in God. I felt that I was here, you know, paying the price because, you know, she didn't equate herself life with Jesus, but in effect paying the price as a sacrificial lamb here. And, she got convicted in front of a D.C. jury. Now, I've got some defendants, Freedom Watch is representing them, in D.C. And then I've got three of them in front of the same judge that has been presiding over this matter, Lambert, who I told you, who used to be good, but he's going south. It's frightening. But this is, Bill, I need help financially if people can donate. I hate to do that. To FreedomWatchUSA.org. It's expensive what we're doing.
Right.
But this is our line of defense. If they're going to put the J6 peaceful protesters away, if they're going to go out in the biggest investigation in Department of Justice, FBI history, at the same time that terrorists are running across the border, then it tells you where we are, what the stakes are. Because the J6 people are the line of defense. If they get railroaded into prison for more terms and this investigation continues, that is a message to the rest of us that we should not raise our head, or our head will be chopped off like a turkey, frankly.
Exactly.
Thanksgiving. You know, and that's where it's outrageous. And here's the frightening thing. I was about ready to say when we were talking off the break. Biden will, I don't believe he will actually be the nominee of the Democrat Party in November. They're going to get rid of him. He's a loser. I don't care what his wife says, shrieking, you know, on The View or wherever she may be.
Right.
It's going to be Gavin Newsom. They're going to insert him. And the American people, not our supporters, not conservatives, not people of faith, but they're going to see a fresh new face, someone who's relatively attractive, someone who's bisexual. He can go to both sides and appeal to all of them. And I think there's a significant chance we wind up with Gavin Newsom as president. And that's someone who, quote, is competent, but ultra-leftist.
Yeah.
And this country will be forever destroyed at that point in time. Destroyed. We can't survive another 4 years like this. We really can't.
Well, here's Gavin Newsom, who's absolutely destroyed the golden state of California. And so, but that's typical of the Democratic Party. The Peter Principle and DEI runs rampant, and that is you rise to your level of incompetence, and Gavin Newsom has far and away risen, you know, to his level of incompetence. He's always demonstrated that in California, so, you know, he hasn't risen far enough, I guess, so let's, you know, consider him to be President of the United States. Do you see him ahead of Michelle Obama, or are you still convinced Michelle Obama wants nothing to do with it and will not answer the call?
Well, I'm not convinced of that. I think they'll put the two of them together. I think that'll probably be what happens.
You think her ego can handle that? The other scenario I had, Larry, and I said this last week, and people thought, well, interesting, and that is that you would replace Kamala Harris with Michelle Obama, which would drive Jill nuts. Man, the palace intrigue at that point would be crazy. It'd be a little bit too close for her, but all with the prospect that, as a backup, and at that point, if they had... on deck Michelle Obama as opposed to Kamala Harris, that might qualm some nerves, because this is going to have to be a major move. I mean, in terms of causing some upheaval, is the Democratic Party ready in August at their convention to exit Joe and insert, even if it's Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama? I mean, this is going to be quite disruptive, don't you think?
It will be, but also disruptive on, you know, the side of the Republican Party is that, you know, everything that they're continuing to throw at Donald Trump right after another. And so far, he's weathered it. But
amazing.
The question is whether he can continue to weather it. He's going to be in a trial next week in New York City, a criminal trial, ridiculous, stupid, corrupt criminal trial over Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
And we just can't predict what's going to happen there. But there's one silver lining to what's happening to Trump. And I've been saying this for years, Bill. You know it. And so have you. Our legal system is corrupt top to bottom. It's not just Donald Trump.
Right.
It's every aspect about our legal system, on the federal level in particular. And at least the American people are getting to see, at least a significant portion, just how corrupt it is and how these judges are political hacks. They're worse than the judges of King George III, who rubber-stamped his edicts. They are bought and paid for special interests, big law firms, labor unions, corporations, you name it, and they do what they're told.
Exactly.
And they're afraid of their own shadow. You go into the district court in Washington, D.C., there's more security to go through the metal detectors than there is at the CIA. And why is that? Because these judges know that their heads are the next ones on the chopping block. And in fact, we've seen that. There are a lot of threats, and I don't condone that. Lambert appeared in an article about 2 weeks ago where he talks about he's getting death threats. We don't want to see that. But they brought it upon themselves.
Exactly.
And this is all
part, like you said, though, Larry, this is all part of the natural, organic response to all the illegal activity and the injustice. January 6th, and I guess this is what freaks them out so much about January 6th, to your point, is that this was a wake-up call for them. I think this was a bigger response than they expected, and this is turning into quite the boiling pot that could really explode on them, because if there's any, and there will be, there's definitely going to be cheating. It's just a matter of how much will the American people tolerate in November. Without us having another January 6th type event.
Here's the way it works. Conservatives, people of faith and others, we won't be the ones that ignite it. But if Trump wins, can you imagine?
Yes.
Can you imagine what goes on?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It will be, and the left will start it, but we will finish it. Mm. And maybe that's the way it has to be. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, but we want to see, though, is the greater prize, and that is that we return, God willing, to a democratic republic. Well, there's a price to pay. You got the grief to happiness ratio that's taking place. And in order to get balance, you've got to bring it back to center, and pull it away from the lefties who have got a death grip on this, Larry. And from times past, that is not easily, released. This is going to be a fight to the finish here.
Yeah, let me tell you just how evil this is. Okay, you know that I'm of Jewish descent. I'm a Jewish Christian. I'm very proud of my Jewish heritage. What scares the hell out of me are people like Anthony Blinken, Gerald Nadler, Adam Schiff, Jamie Raskin, a whole lot of them, the people on CNN, etc. When you see your own people have become Marxists and communists and want to destroy this country, much less Israel.
Yes.
Then you know that you're in trouble. And the Jewish left is the most frightening. They're not Jews at all. I want people to understand that. Do not react towards the Jewish people.
Yeah, what did Schumer announce? Right? Exactly. I mean,
Schumer.
What did Schumer?
These people are evil.
Unbelievable.
People are evil.
Yeah.
They're evil. And this guy Blinken, who was throwing Israel under the bus, pretty face, soft hair, etc. They are the devil. They're absolutely the devil. And they and the other radical groups on the left have total control over us. And they're smart. The devil's evil, but he's also smart. Go to freedomwatchusa.org. Please contribute to our cause. We are your justice department. You have none other.
Exactly. Larry Klayman is the current chair of Freedom Watch, author, It Takes a Counter Revolution. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, like it or not, I mean, you may not want it this way. As has been said, you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you, and it is knocking at our doorstep. And you've got to choose, are you going to be proactive against these diabolical forces, or are you just going to let them overrun your household and your families and your country, dare I say? Larry Klayman, as always, we appreciate the time and your dedication and commitment to freedom. Again, ladies and gentlemen, check it out. Go out and check out Freedom Watch and make a donation and support the cause here. Thank you, Larry. Take care. Godspeed.
Thank you, Bill.
Golf commentary continues to evolve. At the 2024 Masters, IBM will debut more new features on the Masters app and Masters.com for an even more personalized fan experience. Building on last year's AI-generated narration, IBM has incorporated more generative AI capabilities thanks to Watson X, with large language models taught to understand and speak Spanish, not simply translate the English narration, to deliver the most authentic audio and closed captioning experiences to Spanish-speaking fans. IBM is also bringing shot-by-shot hole insights to the Masters digital platforms, providing detailed breakdowns of current and historical play at any given course hole. This includes real-time data of how a hole has been played during the tournament, projections based on data, and historical analysis based on more than 170,000 shots and ball positions on the course. Paired with the Track Shots feature, Hole Insights enables fans with the ability to receive insights based on live tournament shots for the first time. To see IBM's technology in action, visit Masters.com or the Masters app on your mobile device. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. Over the weekend, millions in the Northeast were still feeling aftershocks from Friday's 4.8 magnitude earthquake. Since then, there have been several minor aftershocks, including some early Saturday morning. Those all registered as being below 2.0 on the scale. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says there are no other reports of damage beyond what happened on Friday. It's the end of an era, as one of the country's more popular game show hosts is calling it quits after more than 40 years. USA's Laura Winters reports.
The final Wheel of Fortune episode, hosted by Pat Sajak, scheduled to air on June 7th, marking the finale of the show's 41st season. Sajak, who announced last year that this season would be his last, will be replaced by Ryan Seacrest. Sajak will remain as a consultant for the next 3 years.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The left continues their relentless pursuit of total control of our lives. Now it's the FCC's turn. You know, it's like all the three-letter agencies of our government. You wonder, have they all been compromised? Does anybody have any integrity? Are they connected whatsoever with the the Constitution thing, you know, which Tulsi Gabbard had pointed out that the Democrats have obliterated and stepped away from the Constitution. They talk about it like as if maybe they have some kind of understanding. But dare I say, they probably haven't even read the Constitution. But now we've got members of the Federal Communications Commission that are ready to vote to restore net neutrality rules. The president of Institute for Liberty, Andrew Langer, is back with us. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. So what's going on? Explain to our audience, the FCC, the odds are in their favor that this will pass, that it will be back, these net neutrality rules that, the Democrats, again, to secure their hand on power and what is being said and the narrative, all things media and associated with the FCC, you will play according to their rules. That's it, right?
Well, it's interesting. I have this idea. Bill, I don't know if you remember the movie Inglourious Bastards. You know, the movie mm-hmm. with Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
At the very beginning, he's got his group of commandos out there, and he says, each one of you owes me a debit of 100 Nazi scalps, and I'm going to get my scalps. And this is the way that the left and the Biden administration views their ideological goals. They set out a goal, they want that goal, and by Jove, they're going to get that goal by hook or by crook. And so, this issue of net neutrality and gaining control of the Internet, gaining control of the Internet in a whole myriad of ways, whether it's rate paying or whether it's getting people on government-run broadband or whether it's content control, they have laid out these goals. And so with net neutrality, right, we go back to you know, what the left wanted to do under Obama, which was essentially to claim that they wanted to get every bit of information treated the same. What they really wanted to do was make it so that internet service providers couldn't recoup any investments that they made. And by and large, this stagnated the growth of the internet, you know, while the Obama era rules were on the books. Now, in the name of net neutrality, they flipped the idea on its head. Now they don't want every bit of information to be treated on an equal footing. They still want the rate paying to change.
Yes.
They still don't want internet service providers to be able to recoup their investments in broadband. But they want to add to it that in the name of national security, they need these rules so that they can fight misinformation. And that's even more disturbing than it was before. It really is, and again, it's part of a whole suite of things that they are doing to expand government control in terms of how media articulates or how they're able to interfere with how people communicate with one another online.
Well, this issue of misinformation, I mean, they have tried and attacked this from different directions. It didn't fare well the first couple of times, but that doesn't make it go away. You know, they just find it.
Right?
Go ahead.
And this is the thing, right, which is that it's the last year of term one of the Biden administration, and it may very well be the last year of the Biden administration. And because they are paranoid about what might happen in November, and they can't guarantee what's going to happen in November, what they need to do is engage. They need to hit the gas pedal on as many of these rulemakings as possible, because here's what they know. They know that because there are roughly 3,000 different regulatory initiatives every year that go out there, that nobody can keep track of all of them. And very few people can challenge all of them or challenge the ones that are important to them. It's a matter
exactly.
of deployment of resources. And so if they could just get one or two or three that stick, well, then, again, that's a victory. They've got their scalp. They can do incredible amounts of damage with it. Oh, and let me add to this. It takes time to challenge these things.
Exactly. I was going to say, yeah.
Right, and in that time, so much damage can be done. You know, this is why not talking about the Internet and net neutrality, but this is why the automakers who are deeply concerned about electric vehicle mandates, why they need Congress to intervene as opposed to just waiting for a new administration to come in, because there's so much that needs to be done on an industrial scale that if these rules stand without Congress getting involved, it means that they have to make all of these investments now that, you know, in even with the hope that they may be turned away later on.
Mm-hmm. Well, Andrew, I guess what frustrates me, especially when you talk about the unions are playing both sides to the middle. And they're trying to, I guess, have insurance by, you know, cuddling up with the Democrats who are creating all this problem instead of, supporting a free market and let true capitalism reign, which would be more beneficial. But it's outside of their understanding because their ideology has them fixed to, produce an expected end all the time. They want to make sure that, you know, everybody's getting paid the same. I mean, this is really, kind of the birthplace of DEI, isn't it? These union operations.
Well, that's true, and you know, it's all about sort of the long-term goals here. Now, listen, this is not me saying that unions have roots in Marxism, but this is me saying that unions have roots in Marxism.
Application, right? I mean, you got to call it for what it is.
Right. This is my point, right?
If
we recognize that socialism is a transitional phase between communism between capitalism and communism, that in the same way that big insurance, they were co-opted for Obamacare. Now they know that at some point in time, the HMO model is going to be destroyed by the government-run healthcare model. But in the near term, right, the Affordable Care Act and the insurance mandate gives them, you know, the near-term benefit of having everybody forced to get insurance. At the same time, with the unions, like the auto unions, right? The auto unions know that they will lose jobs in the near term. But if everybody is forced in America is forced to join a union down the road, that's of long-term benefit to them. They could
exactly.
deal with the intermediate phase now.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, sorry, go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, it's the same thinking why we have open borders. Because right. We have open borders because all the blue states are, you know, they say, hang in there. It's going to be okay. The demography is changing. We're going to be able to put more money, you know, federal money is going to be coming to your state. It's going to be a little uncomfortable for the next couple of years, but it's going to be worth it. Trust us. Same thing, same argument that Johnson used in the mid-60s on the war on poverty. You know, he created something that wasn't there in order to secure the vote, as he told them. He says, we'll get, you know, he used a different word, used the N-word, we'll get them voting, you know, for the next 100 years, Democrat. And guess what? He was exactly right. They went ahead and did that. And this is the problem. See, America has to grow up and understand, I mean, do the calculus here. We continue to, follow the money, the carrots out there that the government lays out, which is so disgusting to me. I mean, it's our money. It's the people's money. And the Democrats right now go to the Treasury. They use that money to buy votes, or they use our resources like Strategic Petroleum Reserve and open up the valve so that, we can use it for a political campaign, not for an emergency. Are you kidding me? And you're able to get away with it? I mean, look at the American people. We've got this messed up government, deservedly so, because we don't have the backbone. We don't have the courage to say, hell no. We're not going to put up with this anymore. This is a government of, for, by, we the people, and you need to get the hell out of here. And understand that it's easy to say that, but to actually actuate and get them the hell out of there, there's a price to pay, Andrew. But just like our forefathers, you know, what they had to pay for freedom, right?
Well, that's exactly it. And some of it, Bill, comes down to the laziness of Congress in terms of doing its job. Right, Congress needs to be much more vigorous in terms of asserting its power in this relationship between it and the executive branch. The other part of it is that there's a feedback effect that happens, a magnification effect that happens, that when you have a regulatory state that grows by about 3,000 different rulemakings in a year, that's the expansion of government power.
Exactly.
And the people, because the people are busy rightfully living their lives, they can't get involved in it, or they don't get involved in it. And we need to be better as a movement. The conservatives, the free market limited government groups need to be better at this. That's why, by the way, I'm also working.
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Andrew after
Sounds
this.
Good.
During fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contract. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablet. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
America, you're starting to wake up and realize the government, not your friend. They're not your friend at all. They're not your ally. They're not looking to support your freedoms and your liberty and your very being to be all that God has created you to be. No, they want to fit you into a plan and make sure that you are compliant, because this is what socialists and what communists do. I know that Donald Trump years ago said, look, at socialism will never, you know, and I remember when he said this at the State of the Union, said, will never happen in America. Really? Wow. We could only hope that that would be the case. But that was a rallying cry that kind of fell on deaf ears, because maybe people took it for granted and said, oh, yeah, that would never happen. But those on the left kind of laughed and understood. Look, they already had a stranglehold. When Barack Obama said that he was going to fundamentally transform the country, he meant that. And now you're realizing all these years later exactly what he meant. How many, you know, Andrew Langer, you know, you think about how many freedoms that we have lost and have dissipated as a result of Democratic Party rule, and especially that started more aggressively with Barack Obama, and we got a little bit of a break with Donald Trump because he had to resist and unwind all the crud that the administration, the Obama-Biden administration, had thrust upon us. I mean, to the point that for any new regulation, they said, okay, we're going to get rid of two, and I think it got up to like an 18-to-1 ratio. There were that many regulations to get rid of that were inhibiting, you know, freedom and a flourishing country. And we had almost 4 years of that, and then the people decided, oh, we didn't want to win anymore. We got tired of winning, so let's be losers again, right?
Let me particularize this for you. So when Barack Obama came into power, the regulatory state cost the American economy about $1 trillion annually. When Barack Obama left office, the regulatory state had doubled in size from $1.1 trillion annually to $2.2 trillion annually. And there is, you know, we talked about it's so funny, there is an 18-to-1 ratio in terms of lost opportunity cost. For every dollar in direct regulatory cost, there's an $18 lost opportunity cost, $19 lost opportunity cost. And that translates into the size of government. That is government interfering in your everyday life, right? Every time government power is expanded, individual rights are diminished. That's an axiom. Mm-hmm. You can't reconcile liberty with anti-liberty. Trump comes in, and yes, he engaged in essentially an anti-regulatory regime. He wound up keeping regulatory costs constant over time, and that's very important. It's important that on what I call the regulatory glide path, for certainty, if we don't grow the regulatory state, that's a good thing. If we cut the regulatory state, that's fantastic. But even if we simply don't grow it, that's terrific. Now Joe Biden comes into power, and again he hits the accelerator, and the regulatory state has grown by almost a full $1 trillion since he's been in office, about $250 billion. Now remember, Barack Obama doubled the size of the regulatory state in 8 years. He had 8 years mm-hmm. to do that.
Right.
Joe Biden is well on that path. And so we're looking at, if we stay on the current path, the regulatory state will cost the American economy about $7 trillion a year by 2030. And what that means is, that means that government is making decisions for you about how you spend your time or how a business spends its time. And remember, time is the only resource that we can't make more of. Time is the fire mm-hmm. in which we all burn. And so, you know, it's time, and there's a monetary cost to that, but it's also capital expenditures and choices that folks are forced to make, right? You're forced to buy an electric
exactly.
stove. You're mm-hmm. forced to buy an electric vehicle. If you're a business, you're forced, if you own a pizza restaurant, a pizza shop, right? You're forced to buy an electric pizza oven as opposed to a coal-fired or gas-fired pizza oven, a wood-fired pizza oven.
Right.
And so these things, it's all about choices, and it's about the choice in how you deploy your resources. It's about the choices about how you spend your time. That is all about freedom, and that gets mm-hmm. to what you're saying, Bill, that it's all about freedom.
And Andrew, help me understand here, because here it is, you know, part of their ideology is they want consistency. They want a predicted outcome, right? And here
right.
in their regulatory state of mind, it is a bit dynamic, because right now it's gas stoves, and then it becomes light bulbs, and then there's something else that's going to down the road replace the electric stove. So it's always changing, because these geniuses are just looking out for our better interest, but they just keep the hooks dug in all the deeper and deprive us of our liberty
and
give us this sense of false hope that, you know, liberty is something that's just elusive.
Well, some of it's about constancy, right? I mean, obviously, you know, a true democracy, Republican democracy, is chaotic. But it's really about control.
Yes.
It's about, you know, getting people out of rural America into cities on the mass transit or onto electric cars that have a limited range. You can only go where you want to go. I mean, here's the thing. Now, you know, my undergraduate degree is in Soviet studies. While there was still a Soviet Union to study. And remember, having a car in the Soviet Union was a privilege. You could not just drive out from Moscow to Leningrad without the appropriate paperwork, right? If you didn't know what road you were on, you probably shouldn't be on it, was one of the mottos out there.
Mm.
And as a result, things like there were not gas stations that were available to consumers, going all through. And yet we seem to be going in that direction where you go as far as the government wants you to go, on the timetable of whatever the chargers are that are out there, at the places that the government dictates that they ought to be, essentially, right? That's mm-hmm. where we're going with this. And so it is about freedom in the end, and a one size fits all approach. Just to circle it back, right? To circle back to this net neutrality issue
mm-hmm.
and the DEI situation and the digital equity situation. You know, they're also working, for instance, if you live in an apartment building, and you negotiate with your landlord when you come in for internet service from your building, they want to essentially do away with that. There are new rules that are out there. And part of the goal, at least I think, is to get people on municipal broadband, right? They want people off of privately run, privately owned internet services, and they want them on the government run services,
exactly.
which are going to be slower and not upgraded easily and easily controlled.
Yeah, exactly. And again, there we go. Freedoms, bye bye. This is a constant, Andrew, and that's your whole point, is that they can't help themselves because they are thinking, way ahead of everybody. I mean, because we're all busy trying to support
right.
and provide for our families
yeah.
and, you know, live the American dream. And meanwhile, diabolically, they're in the background trying to figure out new ways of how they can trap us and force us into compliance.
So I used to teach, up until the pandemic, I was teaching in a university setting on the regulatory process. And
mm-hmm.
as boring as that might sound, but for me it was all about getting the kids interested in this issue and understanding it. The first exercise I would have the students do would be they would go to a website called regulations.gov, which has almost all of the new regulatory proposals that are out there. You can comment on it. I recommend people go and check it out, regulations.gov. Mm-hmm. And I would have them pick one rule that had come or one proposal that had come open for comment in the previous week and one proposal that was coming closed for comment in the coming 7 days. And I would put it up there on the blackboard, you know, have them list them all, going to give them to me. And the idea was, in the end, not just for them to see how these things work, but for them to get an idea of the breadth of policies, the granular level at which the federal government was involving themselves in the everyday lives of people. You know, whether it's if someone's backyard being impacted by a rare squirrel designation, or the drawbridge openings on the intercoastal waterway, or on gas stoves, or on the vaping, or what have you. The idea was to just see everything that the federal government involves itself in. The kids were usually blown away by that.
Exactly. Now, did you teach them what the government was supposed to be responsible for? That our founding fathers had said, this is the size of government. I mean, you can do two circles, you know. Here's the size of the government that our founding fathers had designed that is, you know, designed and fortified in our Constitution. Now, this is the new government that has evolved as a result of this modern thinking.
Well, and we would certainly talk about that. I would spend a good chunk of a class talking about the importance of federalism. Right?
Yes.
Federalism secures to individuals the liberties that derive from the diffusion of sovereign power. That's from a 1992 Supreme Court case called New York versus United States. And I would go on to talk about the deliberative nature of our society. The Constitution protects us from our own best intention. It divides power among sovereigns and among branches of government precisely so that we might resist the temptation to concentrate power in one location as
exactly.
The expedient solution to the crisis of the day. We have a crisis-driven society now that is antithetical to the vision that our founders had.
Yeah. Well, you see, this is what happens, and this is one party over the other, more so. The Democrats have captured that emotional narrative that, you know, lights the house on fire. Every time you deal with the house is on fire, right?
Right.
And they're the firemen. They got they're and in fact, when you go back and you run back the tape a little bit, you see, well, gosh darn it, it's the Democrats that are lighting. They're actually lighting the fire, and then they got the hoses and they come in and act like they're the saviors of it all, right?
Yeah, that's exactly. Listen, it's classic Hegelian dialectic.
Yes, exactly.
Create the problem, and then government is the solution to the problem.
There you go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, keep an eye on. I mean, this is a, you know, we bring this to your attention because there's more coming. It doesn't stop here because they're not going to be satisfied with net neutrality being restored the way it was under, you know, Biden and Obama. So stay tuned because it will continue. And chances are this will be a 3-2 vote is what you're saying, Andrew, that it will, in fact, reverse all the Trump regulations. So we thank you for coming on the show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.